News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Friday afternoon right now, 4:27 p.m., going to be a short one here just because we ran long with my conversation with Eric Johnston. By the way, Eric Johnston is a great guy and a scholar. I mean, that guy knows more about the ins and outs of constitutional law, and especially the laws as it relates to pro-life issues, than anybody I know. I mean, if you ever had a reason to need to write a paper or something, you would probably find something with his name on it. Copper, you've had him on your show before too, right?
That's right. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Just solid individual. All right, listen, I got to tell you, before we hit this break, I got to tell you right now, folks, ZLA Solutions, they are epic at getting people back to work. They're doing amazing things across the state of Alabama right now. They've got jobs just all over the place. If you're looking for a job, go to ZLAUSA.com, ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. Check it out. They got the jobs posted. Great wages, a lot of them with benefits. But the other piece of this is, if you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, man, that's their bread and butter. I mean, they can help you with logistics. They can help you with quality control and sorting and containment, all that kind of stuff. But the real deal, the thing they founded on, is staffing. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out. Yeah, they like to say, we don't just make it, we make it better. All right, so there you have it. We're going to come back from this in just a second. I'm going to continue this discussion, but it's going to be in a different vein. All of the stuff that's happening right now with this abortion law being leaked by the Supreme Court, well, whoever did it, I think did it in part to foment disruption. And they are. And my next segment, it's called How Far Will They Go? How far will they go? I mean, we're getting reports right now of some of the places and homes that liberals are talking about targeting over the next week. Yeah, you stay tuned. You're going to want to hear about this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 4:35 p.m., 4:36 now, it just flipped while I was looking at it, 4:36 p.m., go home time on a Friday afternoon. Yeah, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Don't forget, by the way, it's Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day this weekend, and listen, all the moms need that special moment. They deserve it. So, yeah, Mother's Day this weekend. Y'all take care of that. Take care of Mom. And by the way, I'll just say this, too. Something you might want to consider, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I love that place. I was there not long ago, and I hope that you guys are considering maybe even a Saturday morning opportunity here. I mean, you go down to Just Love Coffee Cafe. No one winds up having to clean up the dishes. You can get you a cappuccino, a womlet, which is a huge omelet cooked in a waffle iron. The first time I ate it, it was so light and fluffy, I thought it was made of bread. It was just crazy cool. But yeah, a womlet. How about waffles? Oh, they got the waffles. The berry waffles. I mean, I love that kind of stuff. You can have sandwiches, wraps, all of it. But I'm thinking Saturday morning, yeah, that's the way to go. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Sit there, enjoy the atmosphere, use their Wi-Fi, read a book, meet with friends. Take Mom to breakfast on a Saturday morning. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and another on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And yeah. Okay, hey, listen. And Copper, thank you. I see the note on the board. I appreciate that. The thing I've been talking about now, the abortion laws. Set aside the abortion piece for a minute. That's hard to do. But set aside the abortion piece, regardless of how you feel about the abortion laws. What about the reaction? That's an amazing thing to watch. Now, let's just talk about some things that didn't go conservatives' way. How about Obergefell? The legalization of same-sex marriage. How about How about the inability of the Supreme Court to determine that Obamacare should be struck down? I disagree with both those decisions. I do not recall. Now, I recall there being vehement outcry. I recall there being great disappointment. I do not recall conservative groups marching on the justices' homes. I do not recall violent rallies where police officers were threatened and windows were broken and shops were destroyed. I do not recall that. That is what is happening right now. So here's a story off of Fox News. Just bringing this one to your attention. This one was actually being talked about on the big screen here in the studio just a little while ago. The story off Fox News, pro-abortion groups are targeting churches for Mother's Day protests. Are you kidding me with this? I mean, literally, you're targeting churches now? It says pro-abortion activists are targeting Catholic churches for protests on Mother's Day, with some citing the Roman Catholic faith of multiple justices who reportedly at one point supported the leaked draft opinion striking down Roe v. Wade. Says the protests are following days of organizing in front of the Supreme Court building following the leak Monday night. Protesting churches? So you're going to go on Sunday morning, on Mother's Day, by the way. There's the irony. Mother's Day, you're going to go and protest at churches. And you know, the sad thing is, so many churches these days have to have security now because of nut jobs like this, who do not recognize the sanctity of faith. And by the way, I would question, are they going to go do this at mosques? Are they? Are they going to go do this at Hindu temples? Are they? Are they? Are they going to do this at any other faith location? Or is it just Christian locations? Well, anyway. So the word is going out right now. Quote, here's a quote. Whether you're Catholic for choice, ex-Catholic of no other faith or whatever, recognize that six extremist Catholics set out to overturn Roe, said the pro-abortion organizing group called Ruth Sent Us. Ruth Sent Us, I believe, is a reference to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And they accompanied that on Twitter. By the way, I wonder if they were banned. I got locked out of Twitter the other day. I got locked out of Twitter because I said that ivermectin works on COVID. Apparently, they're still there. But these people said on Twitter that they intend to go, and they had a video of activists appearing to disrupt a church service. They had a video of activists disrupting a church service and talking about organizing against Catholics. But I bet you they haven't been banned on Twitter. Another organization called Rise Up for Abortion Rights has organized a week of action beginning on May the 8th, that's Mother's Day, with, quote, actions outside of churches. Another one, situation in Boulder, Colorado, pro-abortion vandals targeted a church, spray-painting things like bans off our bodies and my body, my choice on the church building itself. Following the leak, activists have also been calling for protests at the home of justices who supposedly are voting to overturn Roe. This is all happening right now. This is all breaking news. That storyline dated today. Well, so you have to look at it and go, all right, so what is leadership saying? What is the White House saying? Okay, there's the head lib, President Joe Biden, the boss of all liberals. President of the United States, he's also the boss of all liberals. You can quote me on that. Foxnews.com, again, I've got two Fox stories here. I got a Daily Caller story coming next, but I got two Fox stories in a row. This one dated last night. It says the White House on Thursday declined to encourage abortion activists to avoid protesting. That's not a well-written statement. Bottom line is the White House will not discourage people from protesting at the Justice House. They won't do it. They won't. They want that pressure on. The White House is okay with this. Here's a quote. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden understands and shares the outrage over the news the Supreme Court may vote to undo Roe. Here's the quote from Jen Psaki. The president, for all those women, men, others who feel outraged, who feel scared, who feel concerned, he hears them. He shares that concern, that horror he saw in that draft opinion. But he hadn't even read it. Biden's message directly to anyone feeling outrage is, quote, participating in peaceful protests, Psaki said. Ensure it's peaceful. Have your voice heard peacefully. We should not be resorting to violence in any way, shape, or form. But then Peter Ducey had to go ahead and ask. Oh, thank God for Peter Ducey. Peter Ducey from Fox had to ask. He brought up Biden's statements earlier this week when he said the MAGA crowd, Make America Great Again, the MAGA crowd was the most extreme political organization. And he asked Psaki the question, he said, do you think the progressive activists that are now planning protests outside some of the justices' houses are extreme? Ducey asked Psaki. She responded, peaceful protest, no, peaceful protest is not extreme. We certainly encourage people to keep it peaceful. Ducey then pressed whether Biden viewed the posting of home addresses of justices, some of whom have young children, as a peaceful expression of protest. Her answer, quote, the president's view is there's a lot of passion, a lot of fear, a lot of sadness from many, many people across this country about what they saw in that leaked document, and declined to say anything about the president having a position that says, don't go threaten people's homes. Well, I got news. Some of them think they're going to try and get away with it. If you think for a second they don't have security, if you think for a second it's going to go well for you, if you think for a second that you're also going to change their minds because you showed up on their front lawn and sullied their grass, I'm pretty sure they live in locations like gated communities where they can have the proper level of security. But it shouldn't have to be this way. They were appointed. They were confirmed. And they agreed to a job that doesn't necessarily have to make everybody happy. It's just a job to interpret and construe the law in favor of the Constitution at all times. And they're doing that job, whether we like it or not. I don't like rulings like Obergefell. I don't like rulings like, you know, upholding Obamacare on grounds that were not actually argued before the court. But you don't see me trying to organize mass protests to go walk on their houses. Folks, I'm just saying, this is what liberals do. Well, it keeps going, and I've got more on that. And we'll go ahead and take a break right now. When we get back from that break, we'll wrap up the day, wrap up the week, really, with a few more thoughts on this. How far will they go? How far will liberals go? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, folks. They'll go as far as they're allowed. And the longer we sit by and let them do it, the more they're going to take. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, yeah, time now. Oh, what time is it right now? It is, wow, it got late all of a sudden, 4:51 p.m. Hey, listen, folks, we've had a great show here. We've had some serious content, great interview. In fact, that interview with Eric Johnston was exactly what we needed because, you know, you're seeing mixed reports right now about whether the legislature still believes that the bill that they passed is strong enough, or for that matter, needs to be weakened. And I just have a hard time believing that a Republican majority is going to go down to Montgomery and weaken their own legislation, which has placed them on the map as being one of the most pro-life states in the nation. So that being said, I don't know what my friend Terry Collins is doing or saying right now with all of this, but I do intend to find out. And so, yeah, that's going on right now, and we'll see. But I think this show has pretty much shown that even the author of the bill says, yeah, I don't get it. I don't know why she's saying that. And, oh, by the way, that was never the intent. Never the intent. A lot of things are happening, though, in and around that bill, in and around the situation in D.C. You know, I told you a moment ago about the protests that are going on, and I asked the question, I named this section of the show, how far will they go? How far will they go? Going and protesting at the justices' homes? There's nothing about that that smacks of professionalism. There's nothing about that that is reasonable or rational. There's nothing about that that should be allowed to happen. And oh, by the way, the person who leaked the document is still committed a felony, potentially. In fact, I got an article here from Daily Caller. Daily Caller, exclusive. House Republicans call for the Justice Department and the FBI to conduct a criminal investigation into the leak of the draft Supreme Court opinion. Now, good luck with that with a Biden DOJ, right? Good luck with that until you get the majority back in the House and the Senate, when you can hold your own hearings. Good luck with that. I hope that somehow or some way we find out who did it and they are held accountable. Because in this particular article I'm pointing out from Daily Caller, Republican Tennessee Representative John Rose, R-O-Z-E-R-O-S-E, Rose, sent a letter Thursday to the Department of Justice and the FBI calling for criminal investigations into the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion. And well, he should. He said in the letter, "I've been an attorney for nearly 30 years, and this leak of a draft document tied to one of the most consequential cases in the history of the Supreme Court of the United States is the most radical and unethical action I have ever seen in the legal arena." And he called upon AG Merrick Garland and FBI Director Wray to immediately open that criminal investigation. Here's the thing. He cites in the article, Title 18, Section 2071 of the U.S. Code states, and here I'll just quote it for you. You ready for this? Brace yourselves, like you didn't think this was there. Brace yourselves. "Whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court of the United States or in any public office or with any judicial officer or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for not more than 3 years or both." I'm telling you, folks, there's potential jail time attached to this. And I have a hard time believing that a law clerk for the Supreme Court of the United States didn't bother to think about the ramifications under the law of what they were doing. And that's still the speculation, by the way. The speculation is this was a law clerk. So who knows? I don't know. All right. Well, listen, let me just move over real quick and just tell you. Folks, it's been a hot day, and we got some hot temperatures coming. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air, right here in the area. Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas, they service gas or electric systems. You need to know that Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is open 6 days a week. If you were to get home tonight, find out your HVAC was out, and you didn't want to swelter through the weekend, you could call them. They could come out on a Saturday. There's very few that will do that kind of thing. But Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, small business, veteran-owned business, right here in our area, is proud to say that they will service all gas or electric systems. They can install, they can maintain, they can repair. Here's how you contact them. Ready? 256-225-7311. That's their number. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. And by the way, apparently a lot of folks do tell them they heard about it on Right Side Radio. James Vandegrift told me, he's the owner of the company, that 80% of his business comes from people who heard about it on Right Side Radio. So thank y'all very much for that. Well, let me just close down with some comments. I will tell you, it is Mother's Day. Love my mom, and I'm going to make sure she knows it. And I also love my wife, who is the best mom I have ever seen. Charlene has been a mom to our kids like nothing that could ever be imagined, and I count my kids as blessed for having her in their life, and she does an amazing job even to this day, because you know, being the mom of small kids, it doesn't stop. You become the mom of adult kids, and I don't mean that like you have to baby them or do whatever. It just changes. It morphs a little bit, and she does it so well. And then the next thing to watch here is just to see her become a grandmom. And by the way, her grandmom name is Sweetie, if that tells you anything at all. But Sweetie and those grandbabies, it's something to behold. So folks, this weekend is Mother's Day. And I encourage you, bless them. Bless them. Make sure that they know that they are appreciated. Take that extra moment. And I don't care if you have to draw a card on a piece of paper and give it to them with a piece of dry toast for breakfast. Just do something. But you know what? Don't let it go by without saying it. Don't let them go by without letting them know that they're appreciated, that you love them. Because, you know, if you've had a mom in your life, or you're watching a mom to your own kids, or for that matter, a mom to your grandkids, you know the value. And you know, without moms, we wouldn't be here, right? So just take some time this weekend for Mother's Day. All right, folks, we're going to have a great weekend. I hope you are. So I'm just saying right now, I don't know what's going to happen through the weekend. I am praying that these protests are a non-issue, But we're going to be back here on Monday, and we'll talk about life as we know it. Folks, just remember, Charlene says it all the time. When it comes to conservatives, there's more of us than there are of them. That's right. All right. Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.